Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. We are rounding out with day 7 of our journey through Holy Week devotion on the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description if you guys want to follow along. As always, I'm going to read the scripture, and I'm also going to read the Devo. The scripture is Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 20, and it says this. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint. Then the angel spoke to the woman. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come see where his body was lying. And now go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I have told you." The women quickly ran from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy, and they rushed to give the disciples the angel's message. And as they went, Jesus met them and greeted them, and they ran to him, grasped at his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there." As the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and told the leading priest what had happened. A meeting with their elders was called, and they decided to give the soldiers a large bribe. They told the soldiers, "You must say, Jesus' disciples came during the night while we were sleeping, and they stole his body. If the governor hears about it, we'll stand up for you so you won't get in trouble." So the guards accepted the bribe, and they said what they were told to say. Their story spread widely among the Jews, and they still tell it today. Then the 11 disciples left for Galilee, going to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some of them doubted. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey the commands I have given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." The devotional says, "For the sake of the world." When God created humanity, he didn't need us. I'll say it again. When God created humanity, he didn't need us. He wanted us. God is love, and when he created us, he invited us to know love by knowing him. But we rejected God's perfection, and the weight of our wrongdoing crushed us. Our defiance led to our downfall, and the world lived in constant state of fear and separation from its loving creator. So God showed us what perfect love looked like by sending his only son to us. And Jesus, so in love with his father and us, willingly sacrificed everything for the sake of the world. He took the punishment of our wrongdoing so that we could know God intimately for all time. And when he rose from the dead, he made it possible for us to have a close relationship with him. God has made a way for us to know him, but we get to choose to accept or reject this gift. Accepting the gift means we can't use our good deeds, degrees, or connections to earn our way into an eternal relationship with God. We just have to accept what Jesus did for us on the cross and believe he defeated death through his resurrection. So today, take a moment to thank God for the gift of eternal life you can have through his son, and then celebrate Jesus' resurrection by praying this prayer. I'm going to read the prayer at the end. So before I pray, I sign out, I did want to read this thing that kind of stood out to me. First off, everything stood out to me. This is incredible. But this part convicted me. God has made a way for us to know him, but we get to choose to accept or reject this gift. And I think in the context of this devotional, a lot of it's talking about accepting or rejecting eternal life through receiving what Jesus did for us. And I think all of us are in agreement that we're receiving what Jesus has done for us. But what happens after that? Are we accepting or rejecting the offer to continually get to know God, to continually do life with him, to continually speak to him, to continually hear from him, to continually be comforted by him, to continually submit our plans to Him, to continually love and serve Him, to continually cry out to Him as children. Are we accepting or rejecting that? And I think that's just a good place for me to stop and pray us that out is think about the gift He has given you. Have you brought that gift with you? Or have you just kind of received the gift, put it on a shelf in your closet, and you're thankful it's there, but you don't really think about it that often? Or is this something that we bring with us everywhere, similar to how we bring a phone with us everywhere, or a wallet, or, you know, I don't know, anything that we bring with us more frequently? Are we bringing that gift of continual intimate connection with the Father with us everywhere? I'm going to pray a sign out. Jesus, thank you for becoming God with us and God for us. There is no one who compares to you. Thank you for showing me what unconditional love looks like. I don't want to take this for granted. So today, I choose to celebrate who you are as well as what you have done. You are the conqueror of evil and the overcomer of death and destruction. You are the God who saves, who heals, who restores, and who redeems. You are all-powerful and indestructible. Death could not defeat you. The devil cannot beat you, and nothing can stand against you. The resurrection proved that, and my life gets to display that. So today and every day, I want to worship you. You are alive, and you chose to live in me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, amen, y'all. Now's that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to the Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget that we love you. Tot ziens.